Today reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhi Lila chapter 6, text 49, the liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So text 49 is on the board. 49. Is it 50, yeah? Okay, so 50. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Swami Prabhupada. Sarvabhauma then said to Gopinath Acharya, I want to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's previous situation. So the Prabhupada's purport. In the word Purmasrama refers to one's previous situation in life. Sometimes a person will accept the renounced order from a householder life, and sometimes even from a student, brahmachari life. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wanted to know of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's previous situation as a householder. Oma Gyanti Mandasya Gana Gana Salakaya Chakshur Militamena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in he's actually a Brihaspati. He comes in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And I think Maharaj commented on this that when he went to Mithila, was a seat of learning at that time. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya went there. And just by looking at the scriptures, he memorized everything. Then he went back to Navadvip and he made that as a seat of learning. So when the scholars of Mithila found out what he had done, they sent some dacoits to try and kill him. So when they came there, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya showed who he was in his true feature, like he showed some features he showed to them. Then they realized his greatness. And they told him, actually, we were sent here to kill you. But now we see who you are, these scholars will send other people to try and kill you. So better you go somewhere else. So then he went to Jagannath Puri after that. And took shelter of King Pataparudra. So also the other thing is explained that when a king goes anywhere, he doesn't go by himself, he goes with his entourage, secretaries, military, like this. So when Krishna comes, he comes with his entourage. And some of these personalities they seem to be normal to us, but they have some greatness behind them also. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had that greatness behind him, that in one sense he understood who Lord Chaitanya was. But I think in Navadvip he had a house at some point. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had a house, and then too much knowledge can also deviate one on the spiritual path. That's another thing. He was trying to test Lord Chaitanya's mercy to see how Lord Chaitanya would, because when he came, as Brihaspati is coming as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he thought if Lord Chaitanya is so great, he will show mercy and save me from my fallen condition. So he thought, let me just enter the Lord Chaitanya's pastime and see what happens. another time, I think him being a very learned scholar, he started to teach the Mayavad philosophy to the followers. But the one qualification he did have was because he had the culture behind him. Culture is very important in spiritual life, because he had the culture of respecting advanced people who were advanced in their spiritual advancement, advanced souls. He had that respect for them. And he knew the science of actually analyzing someone's advancement by certain symptoms. Like when Lord Chaitanya, he fainted in the Jagannath temple, he stopped the guards from beating him. And he put a cotton bud to see whether Lord Chaitanya was breathing. So he knew that normally a person could not get these symptoms of ecstasy in front of the Jagannath. And he saw Lord Chaitanya's body was golden, so he could say, this is not a normal person. So, because he knew the culture and the understanding of spiritual, analyzing things in detail through symptoms, and because he had certain level of respect for seeing advanced souls, he got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And when the devotees of Lord Chaitanya came to his house, he showed respect to Lord Nityananda. He gave respect to the other Vaishnavas. So from this, he got Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So he says there's three levels of seniority. There's someone who's elderly in age, someone who's initiated, and someone who's advanced in spiritual life. Like Sukadeva Goswami was only 16, but when he entered the assembly, everyone stood up to greet him. So, he had that respect for advanced souls and the Krishna puts different devotees in different situations, knowing what they can deal with sometimes. He knows what level they can deal with certain situations. And he knows the motivation of that particular devotee, how he's going to deal with that situation. So he puts certain devotees in certain situations to show an example to others. Like we can take the example of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, he said, if I met Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur before I got married, I wouldn't have got married. But Krishna had a plan for Prabhupada. So things happen in a different way, where Prabhupada went through the culture of getting married. And so example is given in Brihad Bhagavatamrita also, King Bharat, same thing, that it says advanced devotees, they go by Krishna's will. They don't go by their own plans too much sometimes. They just go by what Krishna wants them to do, fit into his plan. So he was in a certain situation, and maybe in his situation he couldn't change things, so he just took it as Krishna's mercy. So same thing with Prabhupada. He tried, he tried to change things in a certain way, but he couldn't change, so he took it as Krishna's plan. So same with Swami Bhattacharya, same thing. He may have been in a certain upbringing of culture there at that time, 500 years back, when Lord Chaitanya came, and he was seeing how he could bring these people to Krishna, the people he was educating, how he could gradually bring them to Krishna. But he himself didn't go against. He was seeing how Krishna is going to come in to make the arrangement also. So he didn't go against the cultural background behind So he took Lord Jagannath's mercy in whatever was going to happen for the benefit. So, and he must have had some understanding about Lord Chaitanya, how he's in a, he says, Lord Ram is the Maryada Purushottam. He comes to teach the example of morality and how to, the difficulty of married life and all this. He teaches that through his example. Lord Krishna, known as Lila Purushottam, he comes to show pastimes and how by taking shelter of him one can overcome all kinds of suffering in this world. And Lord Chaitanya, known as Prema Purushottam, he comes to give love of Krishna to everyone. So, so Sanatan Bhattacharya, he wanted to know about Lord Chaitanya's previous situation. And when he was told that Lord Chaitanya was previous, okay. So he says, Bhattacharya wanted to know of Sri Chaitanya's previous situation as a householder. It's explained actually that the first wife Lord Chaitanya married was Lakshmi Priya, right? Lakshmi Priya. And it's commented, I think, by in one of the writings of the Acharyas, how she got bitten by a snake bite. And they were trying to cure her from the snake bite, but they couldn't. And he's also explained how, because this is mentioned about householder, before Lord Chaitanya appeared to Jagannath's mission and Sachimata, the 9 daughters died before the Lord Chaitanya appeared. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. So, coming to show the example, he's teaching everyone the difficulties of the material world. How nothing is easy going in the material world. There's always ups and downs. But then he's also showing the other side, how if we take shelter of Krishna seriously, we can overcome these obstacles. So I'll read a few course of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur expanding on the compassion of Lord Chaitanya. Jai Shishi Radha Gokulananda Ki Sitaram Lakshman Gonitai Ki Jai. So is the favor given by Mahaprabhu the highest is the favor given by Mahaprabhu, the highest favor. So he gives a little elaboration. There has never been, nor will there ever be, better benefactors than Mahaprabhu and his devotees. No other type of human welfare work can compare. All those others simply perform great disservice to humanity. The favor offered by Mahaprabhu and his devotees is a supreme favor. This favor is eternal, not temporary, 5 or 10 day promise. Mundane benefits tend to ultimately do harm. But Mahaprabhu's favor will never harm others. For example, what is good for our country will certainly be harmful to another country. It is the nature of temporary happiness to cause distress to others. If I am happy to ride in a horse pull cart, then the horse will be inconvenienced by my pleasure. Mahaprabhu and his devotees are never deceive people by preaching about temporary favors. Their favor and charities are suitable for all people at all times and under all circumstances. Their gifts are good for the entire universe. Mahaprabhu and his devotees never offer gifts related to narrow or sectarian views. Mahaprabhu's compassion is considered harmless compassion. Thus we say that he and his devotees are the most magnanimous. I am not speaking flowery language or myth, but topmost truth when I say these things. Mahaprabhu's compassion is complete, while all other forms of compassion are limited and deceptive. Matsya, Koma, Varahadev, Ramachandra, and even Krishna distributed mercy only to their devotees and annihilated those who opposed them. Mahaprabhu displayed compassion to everyone. He did not even hesitate to show his harmless mercy to Kazi and the Buddhists. And he converted all worshippers of Ramachandra, known as Ramanandis, into pure Vaishnavas. So, Gopinath Acharya, he was trying to convince some of Bhattacharya about who Lord Chaitanya was, and there was a scriptural debate between them, and from this, some of Bhattacharya wanted to test who Lord Chaitanya was from this discussion of Gopinath Acharya. So this shows by the mercy of the devotee, he got to, somehow he wanted to test who really Lord Chaitanya was. So when Lord Chaitanya agreed to hear the Vedanta Sutra from Swami Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya he didn't speak anything, he just kept silent. At the end, Swami Bhattacharya asked Lord Chaitanya that, are you understanding what I'm saying? And Lord Chaitanya said, I'm listening to the verses you're saying, but I don't agree with your understanding of what you're speaking. So then Lord Chaitanya, then some of the church says, please reveal your mind. And Lord Chaitanya started defeating the Mayavad philosophy. So Lord Chaitanya was pointing out to Swami Bhattacharya how devotional service to Krishna is the highest. And he was diminishing the Mayavad philosophy. So they say the Mayavadi philosophy is based on, they may also worship the deity of Krishna, but the aim is to merge with Krishna. And Prabhupada gave an example one time. He was with Ramananda Prabhu, or going somewhere, and then at some point Prabhupada pushed him aside. And Ramananda Prabhu was shocked, and then Prabhupada said, "This is what Mayavadis do. They achieve their goal, then they reject the deity and reject the guru. They want to merge with Krishna." And Lord Chaitanya taught the significance of the weakness of the Mayavad philosophy by showing how because their whole thesis is that they want to become God. But Prabhupada pointed out how because their argument is just like the rivers enter the ocean, so we merge with Krishna, we become one. But the argument is given that there are many aquatics in the ocean which have individuality. So this argument of the merging in the ocean is not a very good argument, because there are many aquatics who have individuality and want to have their freedom in the ocean. So even when Lord Chaitanya was, as Nimai Pandit, when he was sitting with the rejected pots, Mother Sachi came and she's saying, "Why are you sitting there? It's a dirty place and you're covered with dirt." And so Lord Nimai Pandit started to give the argument, how can you say everything open to Vishnu, how can you say it's dirty? And then Lord Nimai Pandit gave the argument, what's the difference between eating the earth and cooked food? Everything is one, no? You're saying everything. And then she started to explain that no, everything is not one, because when you eat dirt, it's not good for your body. Because if you cook food, it's healthy for the body. So in this way, Nimai Pandit was showing the difference between how weak this Mayavad philosophy is. That is, it's got no substance. Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, he was mentioning at some point, he mentioned this some time back, how before he came in touch with Srila Prabhupada, they were studying Ishopanishad in some university. And they touched all the verses, but they wouldn't touch the invocation verse. Om Purnam Adha Purnam Idam Purnam Purnasya Purnam Purnaya Purnam Adaya. Although so many complete units come from the complete, it remains a complete whole. But they won't comment on that one, they will just avoid that one. So that shows how their philosophy is very weak. Because certain scriptural quotes, they can't answer. Also, is given in the Jiva Goswami comments how sometimes, because these Mayavadis do a lot of austerities, they get a lot of potency behind them. And they try to enter Vaikuntha with their own strength by surpassing Lord Shiva's abode. And with their strength they're going, and Lord Shiva shoots them down he shoots with their arrow and they become gemstones. So so the only way to Prabhupada say that if someone from a Mayavadi background becomes a devotee of Krishna, then they become a very serious devotee because of the austerities behind them. But the problem is, because the conditioned nature is very strong, that they can't understand how Krishna is a person. That's the they try and see everything from their mundane eyes. That's the problem. They can't see from the spiritual point of view. So the only way, there was one pastime which Srila Prabhupada, how Prabhupada went to one devotee's house. This is on DVD. And when Prabhupada went to his house, this devotee was very nice. This person was very nice. He allowed a devotee to stay in his house. And but the son, he was going through a Chinmay mission. And he was getting arguments from them, you know. And he was giving his arguments to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada defeated all his arguments. And after 15 years, because he couldn't understand why his father was so compassionate to the devotees. He couldn't understand why he's allowing Prabhupada to stay there. And, but he wanted to test Prabhupada out, so he's giving all his arguments from there, because this Chinmay mission is Mayavadi mission. And he's giving all his arguments, Prabhupada defeated all the arguments. And then after 15 years, he took initiation from Srila Radhanath Maharaj. But it just shows it took a long time for him to overcome that conditioned nature. So what time does class go on to? 10 minutes. Okay. So there was one in South Africa, I think Vrindavan Prabhu mentioned this point in his class. There was one sannyasi in some temple, and Prabhupada commented actually he was a sannyasi in his previous life also. But he had Mayavad tendencies. So unless he comes in touch with a devotee, he can't be delivered. So this shows how Devan Mitra Maharaj also made a point in one of his classes. He was saying how if we don't hear about Lord Chaitanya from the proper authority, we'll get a misunderstanding of who Lord Chaitanya is. Like when the British were ruling India, they heard about Lord Chaitanya, but they took him as a saint, a great saint. And when they heard his philosophy, they thought, okay, he did a revolution in India by spiritualizing India and defeating caste Brahmins. But then their understanding was that he had epilepsy at the end of his life. This is what they thought about Lord Chaitanya was. With the Indians, because in India there's many upper sampradayas who give Lord different understanding of Lord Chaitanya. They water down the philosophy. So even Srila Bhakti Churumaj, he mentioned in one of his offerings, he explains how before he came in touch with Srila Prabhupada, he heard about Lord Chaitanya, but he was a diluted version of it. The other authorities or other speakers, they didn't speak about who Lord Chaitanya really was, about how he's Krishna, how his prema avatar, they actually diluted his teachings to so only after coming in touch with Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Chandra Maharaj said that he got a full understanding about who Lord Chaitanya was. So it's very important to hear from the proper authority, because if we hear from wrong sources, then our understanding will be it won't be proper understanding, it'll be something different. Siddhanta, which is coming through a line of the Acharyas, Prabhupada translated in terms of line of what Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave and like that, is very, very powerful. You know, the teachings are very powerful. Like when I went to Northampton one time, I remember Guru Das and some devotees, and the devotee who's doing the program, certain devotees do programs in a unique way, you know, they show their features and dramas, whatever they do, dancing, and Prabhupada gives a unique way, you know, the Swami step. But certain devotees do it in a very passionate way, and when you're dealing with new people, this may not attract them sometimes. If we put them off. So in this program I was in, I could see the audience faces, they were like a little bewildered, you know. So I get on this story about how Nimai Pandit, or Lord Chaitanya, when he was a student, how he was with his student friends, and Nimai Pandit took a puppy, he took one of these puppies to his house and he tied it up. The students, they went and told Sachimata, look, your son's put a puppy in the house. Because they're from a Brahmana family, Brahmanas don't keep puppies. So their mother Sachi untied the puppy, and the puppy started running down the village or city. And all of a sudden, a plane from Goloka came down. And the puppy got his spiritual form and went to Goloka Vrindavan. So I told him this story. I said, this is very showing how Lord Chaitanya is very merciful, that even a puppy got the mercy, you know, he achieved perfection. So now you have to investigate this philosophy for yourself and see the purity behind it. We as practitioners, we are just trying to understand it ourselves and trying to give it to others. But we ourselves may not be perfect, but the philosophy is perfect. So from that I heard, like, after that a few devotees took initiation from Northampton, they became serious, and so that shows the purity behind this philosophy, that even though we may not be perfect in our line of purity, but if we just present what the philosophy is, and we give it in a way that people can understand it, it will have its effect. Any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for firstly stepping in for this class and for the obviously confusion with the speaker. I was reflecting on this householder situation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone through, obviously in very quick succession before he took up sannyas. It says here in the purport that sometimes a person will accept a renounced order from householder life and sometimes even from a student life. So obviously, you know, everyone comes to this process at a different point of time in their life. And eventually, this process allows us to get through that renounced position so that we can then make a connection to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing us that process in the same way, but it was very quick in his in the way that he first got married and he got married again for the second time. So I just needed a little bit of clarification as to sort of he got married first time, and obviously he got married for the second time. Is there a reason why he was married for the second time, or was it so that he could, his mother was looked after or something like that? I mean, I didn't quite understand that part of the story. We can comment on that perhaps, or anybody else?
Well, my understanding is, like I explained earlier, how Krishna consciousness is an entourage. So the second wife was actually earth personified, you know, Mother Bhumi married Lord Chaitanya. He wasn't ordinary. And also, through the marriage, Lord Chaitanya showed, she given the Chaitanya Bhagavat, that he showed that after reading these pastimes of getting married to Vishnu Priya, there'll be no comparison to, if one just reads these pastimes, then one will not be attracted to entering the material world. Because that marriage which took place was very unique. All the demigods came, and also Lord Chaitanya showed through that pastime not to be attached to the material world. Actually, Lord Chaitanya didn't want to take sannyas, because in his pastimes eternally going on, he's a householder. But he took sannyas to show mercy to the fallen souls, because certain people were escaping his mercy. The students, the logicians, the Mayavadis, they were running away from his mercy. So in those times, sannyasi, even now, is highly respected, you know, the sannyas order. So even if they didn't understand who Lord Chaitanya was, if they showed respect to him, then they'll make advancement. But if they make offenses to Lord Chaitanya, then they'll be destroyed. Like, even these students, they went to Lord Chaitanya when he was chanting, Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. Lord Chaitanya chased them with a stick. So 1,000 students, they were going to harm Lord Chaitanya. All of a sudden, their memories got taken away and they lost everything. So this is the thing, if one offends a great personality, all his good credits get taken away. So that's why Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, to actually show mercy to these people so they can be delivered. Because Lord Chaitanya, he had many householders as his devotees. He was against household life. Actually, Prabhupada explained in one of his lectures, he said, Lord Chaitanya didn't like hypocrisy. He gave the example like Junior Haridas, he looked at a young woman, you know, and then he was banished, isn't it? Whereas Sivas Thakur, Sivananda Sen, Sivas Thakur, he came to see Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri with his wife. And Lord Chaitanya blessed his son to be named. He gave his son's name. So, Lord Chaitanya, he liked, you know, someone to be serious, no hypocrisy. Someone doing a hypocrite, he wouldn't take it. He would chastise that person. So this is the thing. We have to be honest with ourselves and be straightforward, then we can advance. Same with Gorkhishar Babaji Maharaj, same thing, right? Like when he was doing in that toilet, after that he made a comment, isn't it? He said, if someone makes out to be a devotee, but he's dwelling on sex life and all these things, then he's worse than eating stool. He made a comment. So same thing, Lord Chaitanya, the same point, he's teaching that this is hypocrisy. If someone makes out that he's renounced but he's meditating on sex life and household life and all this. Lord Chaitanya, he was very strict in his dealing with women. He only joked once with his wife. He never joked with women. His women disciple had to pay obeisances very far distance. It's not like there's a hatred towards women. It's just the culture is such that the bodily conception is very strong, you know, in everyone. And we have to come to a spiritual platform. So generally everyone is on an emotional platform. Emotional platform means bodily platform. And that can entangle you in the material world. So we have to come to a spiritual platform. And spiritual platform means to do what Krishna wants you to do. Because the material world, everything is temporary. Nothing is permanent. And Krishna doesn't want us to stay here. He wants us to go back to Him. So He wants us to take to His teaching seriously. Is there any other questions? Is that okay? Antara Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.